Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Chicken of Courage by Sarah Scott Nutt is the true story of Sarah's daughter, who was autistic, and the extremely difficult time she had going to school for the first time. As with most children with sensory issues, she had a hard time adapting to school life, as well as new routines and people. This is a true story of how she overcame her fear with a little yellow crocheted chicken. Sarah and her family live in Lone Oak, Arkansas, and Sarah Scott Nutt, author of Chicken of Courage, is our guest on This Week in America. Sarah, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
You are helping so many people with this story that have gone through similar circumstances, and we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation, but why did you decide to write this book, to take this message public and to share with others?
Honestly, I wrote the book to heal our family because as a child had autism and there was something different, I missed some of the signs, and she stayed in trouble a lot of her childhood when she didn't have to be in trouble. If I'd understood what was going on, it would have been different. And I just hope that other parents can read this and understand that if their child is a little different, a little sensory different, that's perfect. That's amazing. That's something they can adapt and work with, and no one else has that.
We'll talk about what to look for and what you went through. And because of what you went through, found answers, you're now sharing through the book, Children of Courage by Sarah Scott Nutt, our guest on the program. Nutt is N-U-T-T, the book available wherever books are sold. Her website is chickenofcourage.com. Let's talk about your daughter, Sadie. How was her behavior different than other children? What set her apart from others?
She just could not... I won't say stay out of trouble, but basically stay out of trouble. Follow the rules that we had laid down. She had trouble concentrating, trouble keeping her room organized, trouble in school. She was bullied horribly. She did not have friends because the friends were looking for, you know, face movements, you know, different things that other kids usually do. And sometimes autistic children or children with sensory issues don't have those reactions that kids are looking for. So she was always weird and different. And I just coughed it up to kids were being kids, you know.
Yes.
And looking now, I just hope this book helps a parent who honestly just feels embarrassed, who feels like there's nothing wrong with my child. And there is nothing wrong with your child. Your child is amazing. You know, they're just different. They learn better than we do most of the time.
You know, that's interesting. And this all comes out in Sarah's book, Children of Courage. Now, website, very simple. The name of the book, childrenofcourage.com, is the website. Link onto all of this at our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us. The book available at Amazon as well.
Yes, it's chickenofcourage.com.
Yes, chickenofcourage.com, and we'll have that on our website, but it's the name of the book, so you should be able to remember that. Order the book, get it. You can pass it around to friends, anybody that you think would benefit from reading this. So how did this affect Sadie's behavior at school as well as at home? It sounds like it made it extremely difficult in both locations, school and at home.
It did. My husband is a veteran, so he wasn't always home with us. So, with the kind of work that he did, I was really just busy doing the day to day, trying to make things perfect, trying to make things doable, and I just think along that time, I missed the big picture. You know, I was trying to make it perfect, and it was perfect the whole time.
Well, and that's interesting because you really didn't even consider some of the options. And you, by writing this book, Children of Courage, calling attention to other people that may be going through similar circumstances, and how beneficial it would have been for you at some point, that as Sadie was growing up, to have a Chicken of Courage book that you could read and learn from and benefit from. And it's such a blessing that you've taken the time and laid the story out there to touch other families and other people to prevent them from going through what you had to go through. As you were working through all of these issues with Sadie, what was your reaction to her behavior? I know when going to school, that's the last place she wanted to go, was go to school. How difficult was that? How painful was that for you as a parent to try to deal with this and to comfort her?
It was very frustrating, honestly, because, you know, the things I did with my son that worked, you know, like taking things away, you know, making her sit in her room. Those things did not work with her, you know, giving her, you know, felt for, you know, green for good, red for bad. Like, we just couldn't get through 2 or 3 days without a big upset. And I didn't understand why. And had I understood why, she would have had a much different upbringing. She would have had a much different caring, understanding upbringing. She wouldn't be, you know, at school, she wouldn't have been in trouble so much. At home, she wouldn't, you know, we would have, it would have just been, had I let it go and just let it happen, it would have, I think it'd been a lot different. And I'm not embarrassed to say that. I am embarrassed, but it's what it is. And I'm coming clean of it. And I'm coming clean of it to help other parents, to say it's okay if your child is different. It is fine. Sadie is the sweetest, most kind, loving child you have ever seen. She works in the office at the program that she goes to. She has lots of friends now that she's going where she's going. And we could have done that before, you know, but we didn't. We didn't want to break down and say, oh, well, that's really what's happening.
Yes. Well, you're helping others go through what, in you read so many stories of parents, and years later they understand what the situation was all about and what they should have done, but there was nobody there to help them through it. Sarah's book, Chicken of Courage, is there for you. Her website, chickenofcourage.com. You'll find the book at proilpublishing.com, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. So often parents will read books to try to come up with answers. They will spend hundreds, thousands of dollars on therapy. A chicken saved your life. Talk about how a little crocheted chicken, the video portion you're holding up right now, and you've got to go to the website and see it as well. This little crocheted chicken changed everything. How in the world did that happen, and how did you realize this chicken could be a lifesaver?
Well, I opened my mouth and divine words came out. I owe it all to God. I could not have done this myself. I looked on my counter and I just saw this sitting there, and I said, wow, that's a chicken. And I said, it could be courageous. And I just told Sadie to put it in her pocket and rub it. And whenever she thought about me, you know, that she knew that I loved her and that I would be home and that she would be home, that we'd be together, and it was fine. And it actually worked. Like, she, essentially, just the rubbing on it, just the having that, like, just a token of mom's love, a token of family, a token of it's okay, changed her life completely.
It's amazing. It changed everything. She went to school, and her behavior changed too, I understand.
Yes, sir. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect, you know. But had I known, you know, this with the chicken, that it wouldn't have been nearly as bad. I just didn't put the sensory with the, I didn't want to.
Yes.
Even if I did. And I'm proud to say today that My child's autistic, and she is very smart, and she's very sweet and loving, and I would not want it any other way.
It's hard to believe this just sort of happened on your own. It seems like a blessing, sort of divine intervention there. Talk about that. Do you ever think and wonder, why was that chicken there? Why did I look over there? Why did I grab it? Why did I give it to Sadie? I mean, it certainly wasn't a planned move, was it? You weren't thinking, you didn't lay awake the night before thinking, I've got to find a chicken around the house that I can give to Sadie before she goes to school.
No, sir, but we had been praying for some answers. We've been praying for any answer, just an answer, you know, just something to help, because it seems like we literally dropped her off at school and I could hear her screaming. I worked in the library and I could hear her screaming the whole time. And it was miserable. So I believe from the bottom of my heart that God gave me those words. God gave me, because this is too good for somebody. This is just too good. This is divine. I opened my mouth. It's one of those things where you pray, like, God, when I open my mouth, please let something come out that makes sense. And it was a prayer, an answered prayer. It was an answered prayer.
I'm just thinking about being a parent and see your child screaming as you're dropping them off for school, to be in school with them and to hear them and knowing that's your daughter and what she's going through and the reaction of a teacher, the reaction of others and that interaction and all of that, to live through that, but to come out with something, the chicken. The book is Chicken of Courage by Sarah Scott Nutt. Time going by so quickly, I want to talk about how Sadie is doing today. How old was she when she was diagnosed?
She was actually diagnosed at 18. At 18, we finally said, okay, that's enough. She had felt so ignored and so misunderstood for so long that we actually lost her for a while. She ran away. And it took me a while to get her back. So through this, this is the importance of loving your child through whatever and trying to understand whatever's going on, because they're living it with you.
Yes.
By herself. But she's doing great now. She's, like I said, she works in the office part-time at the program that she goes to every day. They come by and pick her up, and she goes to work, and they drop her off. She's just normal, happy, cleans her room, helps with the dishes. You know, she's
fantastic.
Now that we have an understanding, our life is much different. That's what I hope to bring is, I'm just a parent, but I just want people to understand how important, you know, those years that, if something keeps happening, you know, and you just might want to look into it just a little more and just be okay with it. Just let it go. Give it to God. I know that's hard because I didn't do it.
Well, you talked about the importance at 18 of finally getting a diagnosis. How important was it to be properly diagnosed? How much did that help Sadie and her whole circumstances and you as a family?
It changed the way that we communicated. It changed the way we had an understanding of how she thought, and we had an understanding of how she, sometimes when she says something, it's not at all what the words, doesn't really match what she's trying to say at all. So we've had to kind of learn to back up and say, okay, now what are you saying? Instead of arguing about what, you know, just stopping and saying, well, what are you trying to say? You know, because she's trying to say it, but her words are not, she's not communicating. She's
yes.
not as we are. And it takes her a while to get her words together. So I think, you know, just that's the biggest thing, is just listening, just stopping and listening and trying to understand, react the way God, you know, would have you react. And if there's, my first suggestion would be just pray about it, because that's the way I got my answer.
And yeah, that's how the chicken came into your life and started this whole long road to recovery for Sadie, was after the prayers were answered with the chicken. The book is Chicken of Courage. The author, our guest, Sarah Scott Nutt. Her website is chickenofcourage.com. You'll find the book at proilepublishing.com, chickenofcourage.com. You'll go there. Information on the book, can order it there as well. Of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. How do you hope this book will help others? Maybe not exact similar circumstances, but so many that have spectrum issues. How do you hope this book helps them?
I would hope that this book would open communication between parents, teachers, family members, be more aware of the sensor issues that children have and be accepting of those. And change a few things, right? And change a few things. Just don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid of it.
Well, that sort of goes into my thought as we have a couple minutes left on the program. Advice, because you've been through this, that you could give a parent who suspects their children could be on the spectrum. What are the key things to do? And again, you've learned that firsthand by doing some of the wrong things in the beginning, and you found the right way. What advice would you pass along for parents maybe going through a somewhat similar set of circumstances?
The first thing I would do is, if I suspected my child was on the spectrum, I would take them to a professional and have them evaluated. If they were on the spectrum, I would probably start a counseling program where I would learn how to speak, and they would learn, really work on communication skills.
Yes.
That's very important.
A minute or so left here. We're talking with Sarah Scott Nutt, author of the book Chicken of Courage. Her website is chickenofcourage.com. At the end of the conversation here, what would you like people to know about Sadie and others like Sadie that are on the spectrum? You talk about how this relationship totally changed with Sarah once you understood the situation, a loving mother-daughter family relationship today because of that. What would you like people to know, based on your experience with Sadie and your knowledge of others, that really would help them come together as a family?
Like I said, just taking time to try to understand what they're saying, because the way they communicate, the way their brain works, I'm not a doctor, but the way that they perceive things, the way, like, Sadie doesn't get, jokes sometimes, and she has to ask if I'm serious, so I mean, just working with them, listening to them, trying to understand where they are coming from, and then try to learn how they communicate.
Yes.
And then you can then be able to communicate with them.
Sarah, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Really to be congratulated for sharing this story and helping so many more people. Had there been a book, Chicken of Courage, when Sadie was a young child and struggling, it might have given you the answers you needed a lot earlier in your life. The book, a true story of how she overcame her fear with a little yellow crocheted chicken. The whole story is beautifully illustrated in Sarah's book, Chicken of Courage, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ProIslePublishing.com, all of the usual places. And, of course, information, order on our website, chickenofcourage.com. Sarah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Once again, you're listening to This Week in America. This book, Chicken of Courage, by Sarah Scott Nutt, available at Sarah's website, chickenofcourage.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.